Jeff Munro is the National Policy Manager of the Australian Drug Foundation. Jeff, nice to talk to you again.
Good morning, Ross.
Front page story by John Ralph of the Herald Sun says that suburban and bush footballers are using ice as a performance-enhancing substance. Preliminary question, is it performance-enhancing?
Well, some people have always taken amphetamines at professional level and sub-professional level because it gives people a sense of energy and confidence. Although it's potentially dangerous, Ross, because it can trigger heart seizures, particularly when people are playing a very vigorous sport. So this is a dangerous practice, and any coach who's encouraging their players to take performance-enhancing drugs like that is really derelict in their duty of care.
What is the downside of the high that people get from taking amphetamines?
John, the downside is that people feel very, very tired and irritable. And depressed. So the drug will give them a high. It may make them feel energetic and confident, but as the drug wears off, it has the opposite effect. So they'll be very tired, irritable, lacking energy and lethargic.
Fancy the world being constructed in such a way that you have to pay a price for something like that. It's just self-evident, isn't it, Jeff? I know that you have to deal with drugs of all. You're starting with a nice Cabernet Merlot is a drug, of course. Is ice as big a problem as we get an impression of from the pages of the newspaper?
Ross, there's no indication that it is as prevalent as the impression we're getting. In fact, the official statistics show no increase in ice use, but it is a stronger variety now, and it does seem that people who are using it are using it in much higher quantities. And, of course, when this drug goes wrong, when people become addicted to it and they act out, they can act out in very violent ways and bizarre ways. And so it does come to the attention of people much more than other drugs. So that may, in fact, be driving a sense that this drug is very, very widespread.
Yeah, that's what we're worried about, is that heroin is not a greater threat to the non-heroin user as ice is to the non-ice user.
Well, that's probably right, Ross, because people who use heroin don't tend to act out in sort of violent and psychotic ways as people who are using ice. But I think we have to stress, as you might have been alluding to, that alcohol still remains the biggest drug problem we've got. Ice and other illicit drugs are important, but they're not doing quite the damage that alcohol is doing when it's misused.
I don't know how ice is classified by the AFL, whether they classify it as a so-called, terrible term, recreational drug, or whether they classify it as a performance-enhancing drug.
Look, it fits both categories, Ross, and I must say, we're not seeing widespread use, or we're not hearing about widespread use in community sport. Clearly, there have been instances, but I think we need to not leap to conclusions about this report. Clubs need to be doing what they can to educate their members about the dangers of drug use. They need to be prepared for instances of drug use, just as schools are. The problem, I think, for community sport is that people running them are doing it for the welfare of the community, and they're not paid administrators like the AFL and other sports. So we are trying to provide clubs with advice on how they can deter drug use and how they can respond if it does occur.